Malaysian government plans to establish Makassar Port in South Sulawesi as a new export hub. Antoni Arifpiadi, Director General of Sea Transportation at the Ministry of Transportation, said Makassar, one of the largest urban centers in eastern Indonesia, is strategically positioned to serve as a transit point for trade with Asia, Europe, and America. Minister of State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi affirmed that the International Monetary Fund's projection of Indonesia's economic growth at 4.7% this year should not dampen national spirit and optimism. In his statement received on Wednesday, Hadi noted that such economic projections are routine from international institutions. That's the news. Alfreia on October 28. The song was created by Alfred Simanjuntak, who was born on September 8, 1920, in Palembang, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra, Indonesia. When writing the song Bangun Pemudi Pemuda, Alfred Simanjuntak was 23 years old. At the time, he worked as a teacher at Sekolah Rakyat Sempurna Indonesia School in Semarang, Central Java. For his 60 years of service in education, Alfred Simanjuntak was awarded the Doctor Honoris Causa degree from St. John University. While we're here, let's enjoy the Keroncong version of Bangun Pemudi Pemuda by Keroncong Project Prada Pasar Minggu. Happy listening!
Sung by Keroncong Atap. This song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman, who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka, Jaya Kusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Thank you.
to the world by having many provinces, regions, and even districts. Indonesia is rich of cultures, listeners. Now, talking about that, cultures, you know, tradition, and even here as a socio-culture here, I mean, the people, not many tribes are in Indonesia, that make Indonesia is known by many countries as the world with full of cultures and tribes. Yes. Each province has, you know, its own unique and different traditional house. That's why here I would like to share you about one of traditional house in Indonesia, namely Baileo traditional house. It is the traditional house of Maluku people, functioning as a center for traditional activities and also communal meeting place. The name Baileo comes from the local language meaning hall or meeting place. And you know that this house is not only used for traditional purposes, but also serves as a symbol of unity, faith, and cultural identity of the Maluku people. And unlike other traditional house used as residences, Baileo house acts as a public space for hosting traditional ceremonies, religious rituals, and community meetings. And it embodies the spirit of mutual cooperation, or gotong royong, and togetherness in Maluku culture. And then, you know, the Baileo house is elevated on wooden stilts about 1 meter high to protect against ground moisture. Open structure, the house has no walls, remaining open on all sides to provide excellent ventilation and symbolize openness. And building materials constructed using natural materials such as wood, bamboo, and roofs made from palm leaves, or rumbia, or alang-alang grass. Yes. Basically, with the main room, a large open space without partitions used for traditional activities, community discussions or ceremonies, and verandas as located at the front and side of the house used as sitting areas for guests or community members who attend the event. As a ritual stage, it is a specific area designated for traditional ceremonies or for placing sacred objects. That's Baileo traditional house.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the pond of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Global Chai Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially Aceh, of course the impact also reached here. Coincidentally, at that time, when Wayan Tanasi, in the Bahua area, Murah Rai, at that time, it was receding with the tsunami, the water high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as a mile piece in this mangrove area. But it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high. We were also surprised at that time. Alhamdulillah, thanks. We confirmed to God that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland, especially in Bali at that time. That's all, nothing. That's why the first of the mammoth crisis as a food and drug and coastline of the island that I have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as defenses to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BREEAM. Exactly. When tsunami found, for example, we got very clear information that there was no flood in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the effect of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove sticky belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees, and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the chances of fishermen in Tahura, Murahua area. And secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food, means, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic tool which, of course, together, we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been defined because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Saripa, a researcher from BREEAM. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, and has been abandoned in the last 2 decades. IBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several spatial forms. Why is it important? Because there are two benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If you look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem and disaster risk reduction, you can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of grey infrastructure, such as a tractor. It is very profitable, and this one in community with the mangroves. Economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecosystems, as we see in this Tahura. So, the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Murahai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas. We have got here down catches, whereas fishermen who have worked with casings at the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is only once at most. It has seasonability. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop, we can catch fish every day, and there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, shrimp, and other species that is living in the town operating crabs and jackfish, and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature? There is no limit to the number of fish we catch, but if the crab has a size, the size that can be caught is 250 grams, which is the lowest. Then, there are the types. We have a size that fits our agreement, to instance that we use to catch other fish. And there are crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch. I cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population deployment can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life. We are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion and cost. We have seen a reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove streams, the loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land, because the land has to retreat, because the seawater is eroding land. So, strengthening the ecosystem services, such as the mangroves or the disaster risk reduction, can help. For example, in the Tarsan Islands, Jakarta, while containing the mangrove communities or land, small islands still have been yet living land, and also having benefits for tourist activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome while the economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction? This is very interesting. Yes, when we talk about responsibility, actually, ego, it is a shared responsibility, and shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism or in line, so they are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line. As an implementarist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gokocari Wahai Bali, what is the help of Wayan Kona Antara? For the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage down the stream, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Hey, it's Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, before that, you have already listened to about in our feature titled Mangrove Preserver of Life, 69. Well, it seems that I'm a fighter and also the crew on YouTube would like to say we would like to end our togetherness on Indonesia today. That's why I would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and watch our program. Started from 6 o'clock up to 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock a.m. up to 12 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Hopefully, whatever we've given to you can be beneficial for you, can be your lupus, and it can also improve your inside amount in Asia. Whatever it is, it can also be said as your joy, can be your self-entertainment, I mean, and can make you feel enjoyable and also feel relaxed during your day to day and during your time when you are doing your daily activities today. So finally, stay tuned at www.voinews.id because at 12 o'clock p.m. our colleague Rai would like also to continue our togetherness. And stay tuned, keep on loving Indonesia, keep on listening to Voice of Indonesia, and also stay healthy, stay fun, and stay cool. And also stay fresh and relaxed and do your best in every single time. Don't be lazy, keep on fighting, and also just be good man, good people, and everything you do, this must be, do it, this must be done. And this is Nikoli, and also come with me. So have a nice day, listen, and I'm Mahalo Faisal. Say bye-bye, see you next time.
Aku tak bisa meluluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu.
Mingalese literally means beautiful girl. This Sundanese song tells of a man who is falling in love with a beautiful girl.